Hello, hello. My name is Bea Bonner, and yes, I am back with another NPR Illinois Community Voices story. I had the opportunity to speak with writer Ben Belzer about his new original play, Blurred Lines. His story is so unique as he's using tragicomedy to drive home a message to his audience.
I wrote a play about a year ago. I decided to call it Blurred Lines because the two main characters in the play, Alex and Lindsay, they don't quite see things clearly because their parents are dysfunctional, and the two characters are slowly kind of becoming their parents in this play. It is an original play. I wrote it when I was living in another state, and that state is included in the play.
Ben was able to share a little of his inspiration in creating this play.
A lot of it was social observations, so a lot of it is society-based. Part of the play is set in Illinois, the other part is set in North Carolina, and it's family dynamics. There's a lot of psychology that went into this. There's two characters in the play, the father and the son, both have PTSD, and that's a key part of the play. Another key part is alcoholism and sobriety. And one of the, you could say, villains in the play is a sober person, and they use that to their advantage.
He's also hoping the audience learns some key lessons.
When I was in college, whenever I got my bachelor's, I studied philosophy. And so there is a philosophical moral point to the play. And the narrator is only in the play at the very beginning. And the narrator points out that this is a play about the dangers of making excuses for dangerous people. The key point of the play is the effects on adult children who grow up in an abusive situation. Emotional abuse is, you know, just as bad, if not almost as bad as physical abuse, but there is emotional abuse that occurs in the play. It is a tragic comedy, so it's not, I didn't want to depress people, so there's a lot of humor in it. But the main thing is I hope people learn the importance of the decisions they make in their daily lives.
The plot gets a little deeper as Ben introduces what he likes to call the anti-hero.
The ironic part is that the, you could say, villain in the play is also the anti-hero. So an anti-hero would be like Al Bundy from Married with Children or Peter from Family Guy. You know, we laugh at them, we love them, but the things they do to their family, sometimes the things they say are pretty awful, but we, as Americans, apparently relate to that because those are popular shows. As I said, you could say the villain in this play is the anti-hero, and I have a feeling that that character is going to be the one people like the most, and that's not what I intended. My intention was to showcase a dangerous situation, but the more I think about it, the more I think, he's going to be beloved.
Ben also talks about a Springfield native who would direct the play.
We have a wonderful director named Derry Dalby, and Derry has directed plays in the Springfield area before. The theater people love him. Students love him. Him and the theater community, I think, are the most rewarding part because the actors, I didn't realize this, I'm not necessarily a theater person. I like creative writing. I like poetry. But the actors, you know, they act because they love it. They don't get paid. Like, that's a lot of time commitment, and it's pretty impressive.
Auditions will be held July 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the boardroom of the Hoagland right here in Springfield, Illinois. Rehearsals will be held in Petersburg, Illinois at Salem on 7th. And last but not least, the show runs September 6th and 7th at 8 p.m. and September 8th at 2 p.m. This has been Beatrice Bonner with another Community Voices story right here on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS.